This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. At least five people have died and as many as 20 were injured after a volcano began erupting Monday afternoon off New Zealand's North Island. New Zealand's Deputy Police Commissioner John Timms confirmed the fatalities and says the toll is likely to rise.
It's still too early for police to confirm how many people are involved. We continue to work as quickly as we can through a number of channels of information to confirm exact numbers, including how many people are still on the island.
He says the island is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing. Democratic and Republican lawyers are set to present evidence today to members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee as the panel moves toward a possible vote this week on articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. The White House will not be participating. Also today, another highly anticipated report on one of the most politically sensitive investigations in FBI history. It'll be released. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Inspector General's report is expected to reject President Trump's claim that the Russia investigation was illegitimate and tainted by political bias from FBI leaders. People familiar with the findings say it concludes there was an adequate basis for opening the investigation during Trump's 2016 presidential run. At the same time, it's also expected to document errors during the investigation, likely to provide Trump supporters with more talking points. And it won't be the last word on the Russia probe. A separate internal investigation continues, overseen by Attorney General William Barr and led by U.S. Attorney John Durham. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for more on this story, be sure to check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of protesters packed the streets of Hong Kong today to mark 6 months of the anti-government movement. Protesters are calling for strikes across the city today as well. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov heads to Washington for hastily scheduled meetings with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and possibly President Donald Trump on Tuesday. White House officials are signaling arms control will top the agenda, along with discussions aimed at bridging differences between Washington and Moscow over Syria and Ukraine. The idea for the talks appears to have been jump-started by Russian President Vladimir Putin last week when the Russian leader said Moscow was eager to extend the New START nuclear arms control treaty by the end of this year without any preconditions. Meanwhile, Russia was also banned from the Olympics and World Championships in a range of sports today after the World Anti-Doping Agency ruled to punish it for manipulating laboratory data. North Korea's UN ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is now off the table with any future talks between the U.S. and North Korea. RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
North Korea says it carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site over the weekend. Ugandan authorities say the death toll from a week of floods and mudslides has risen to 36 people and left thousands stranded after heavy rain swept across the mountainous region. Halima Althumani reports from Kampala.
A week of heavy rains caused floods and mudslides in eastern Uganda's Bugisu and Bundibugyo regions near Rwenzori Mountain. Authorities say the flooding has taken a toll with the loss of life and property and with thousands more left stranded. The Ugandan Red Cross's Irene Nakasita says search and rescue operations in the regions are hampered as most roads have been washed away.
And the decision has been taken to put up a transit shelter until the situation normalizes.
Meanwhile, Ugandan State Minister for Disaster Preparedness and Relief, Musa Echweru, says there are concerns about waterborne disease outbreaks in flood-affected areas. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Ugandan authorities say the flooding is expected to recede in January as the weather improves. FBI officials say they're still trying to determine a motive for Friday's shooting at a naval base that left the gunman 3 others dead. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.